Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union juniors Molly Hinkle and Liana Sweezer about their Backpacks for the Homeless program. This is the second part of a two-part interview. How do you think this project has influenced other people in your class's behavior with this issue?
I think for some people it's been an eye-opener because we weren't aware of how many people are in need in our area. Because originally we just said, Iowa City homeless, but there's also so many other places that we could be donating to. There's an adolescent shelter we're going to be donating to, and we've really just been able to expand so much and just really see so much more of what's happening around us.
Mm-hmm. Where else are you thinking or planning on sending these backpacks?
I think Ms. Tranmer has looked into the Fellowship Cup, which is in Mount Pleasant, and I don't think she ever told us where the adolescent shelter is. I think it might be somewhere near Burlington. I know there's like a shelter or two over there. There's like the Y and stuff, and then there's like the Y in Washington. And I think there's two or three up in Iowa City that she's been in contact with, and I know, like, there's even some schools that have kids that are in need, so I think we're going to look into that. And then once we're done with everything here, whatever we have left over and can give, we want to give to kids in the Children's Hospital in Iowa City.
When do you plan on sending out these backpacks?
We hope to be distributing those before Christmas.
Yep. Our break starts the 21st, I believe, and I think we're planning on doing it a few days after or a few days before that. There's like a week and a half span that we're trying to figure out when to go, but it'll probably be during a school day before our break gets out.
Mm-hmm. What kind of effect are you hoping these backpacks will have for their recipients?
I really just want to make someone's day, whether it's like one person that we give a backpack to or multiple people. I just want them to know that we care and that we're willing to give a bunch of all the stuff that we have to them. And I just want it to be kind of a moving experience for everyone to just show that not everything in this world is as bad as it seems.
After, you know, this is finished, do you think anything else new or any other projects in the future might stem from this?
We hope that other people will take initiative to do it, and maybe we can do this again next year mm-hmm. and get some help from other people around the school. That'd be really great, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think I would really like to make this like an annual thing mm-hmm. that whether it's like the junior class each year or just the school in general to do like this kind of backpack thing and just help others in need. Because that way we can show that everyone in the school cares.
What are some items for the backpacks that you are still looking for?
Stuff like shampoo, even like soap, towels, washcloths, blankets. We're definitely in need of more like, I guess, clothing items too. We've got a surplus of like deodorant and toothpaste and stuff like that. And like coloring books and office supplies. But we're definitely in need of like shampoo, conditioner, soap, clothes, blankets, and stuff like that.
Where do you want donations dropped off?
We definitely like donations dropped off at the school, but if somebody had a large donation, we definitely would be willing to pick it up.
I've had a few people just give their things to me. We're going to be setting up a Christmas tree in the lobby that we're going to have donations under. We're going to have little ornaments with things that we need, and then people can pick one off and then just leave the item under when they bring it back. And that'll be another place where we can have donations left.
When you conceived the idea of doing this, did you imagine it would be successful or that you'd be at where you are now?
We thought we would definitely get donations, but there was no way that we thought we'd get this many this fast. We thought it would be a much smaller scale operation.
And I know Liana and I, we came up with the idea like quite a few years ago, and we were just planning on having it being like a really small tight-knit kind of thing with just most of us giving donations ourselves. But once we pitched it, it just became absolutely huge. And so many people are getting involved, which makes me really happy because then we don't have to do it all by ourselves and we can rely on the wonderful community members we have.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Juniors Molly Hinkle and Liana Sweezer about their Backpacks for the Homeless project. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.